Join me now in a spirit of prayer, will you? Holy, holy, holy God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of each and every one of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you, O God, are our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
So as a form of a Christmas prayer tonight, I'm going to share with you three short stories that I think are going to stick in your brain, and after each one, a tiny blessing of a prayer. So the first story is this. On this very night, on December 24th in 1914, the Christmas Eve truce occurred. And if you don't know about that, I'll tell you about it right now. It was along the Western Front during World War I, and the German and the British troops had been locked in this brutal trench warfare. But on Christmas Eve, sounds of Stille Nacht were heard rising from the German side. And so some Brits joined in singing. And before long, both sides tentatively raised candles, much like the ones you have, and lanterns above the parapets. And so a truce began. The soldiers met between the trenches in what was called no man's land, and they shook hands, and they sang carols, and they exchanged some small gifts, and they even played an impromptu game of soccer. So do you hear this, friends? Warfare paused for play and singing and eating together. And in the early morning of December 26th, the men returned to their trenches. They picked up their weapons, and these hostilities began and resumed again. But to this day, the tales of the truce are still told, story after story, from up and down the Western Front on Christmas Eve, 1914. And the blessing I pray for that story is this. Holy God, may we remember this story and know that nothing is impossible when we are filled with Christ's love. May we remember that we can cross over enemy lines, that we can reach out to those who are different than we are, that we can take the love of Christmas and transform relationships everywhere. And now, I'm going to take you back just a little bit further to 1818, Christmas Eve, and it is the anniversary of Silent Night being performed at the Church of St. Nicholas the very first time in Austria. There was this young priest there who had written the lyrics of a poem down 2 years earlier. And as Christmas Eve approached, the story goes that the church's pipe organ completely fell apart, fell into disrepair, and that is, I will tell you, a nightmare for priests and organists alike. So desperate to avoid an entire Christmas Eve mass without music from an instrument, the young priest hurriedly asked the choir director to write a tune to go with the poem, and the two performed that simple song as a duet in the mass. Some say it was a cappella, some say it was accompanied by a guitar, but the congregation was delighted. The song was an immediate hit and today resounds in some 300 languages around the world, and we will sing it later together. And my blessing to go with this story for you is this. Dear God, work through us so that we may remember that in times of scarcity, when all seems to have fallen apart, we can get creative. We can lean on you, O God. We can partner with you in bringing about abundance, beauty, and praise. We can release our anxiety and trust that you have given us, as beloved community, all the gifts we need for each moment of our lives. And there's one last Christmas Eve historical note I'd like to give you. One last historical Christmas Eve. December 24th is the anniversary of the first radio broadcast ever. It was made by a Canadian-born electrician and chemist named Reginald Fessenden on the coast of Massachusetts, not so far from where we are, in the year 1906. And he opened the broadcast with a short speech, and then he played O Holy Night on his violin. And he read from the Gospel of Luke, and he ended with Merry Christmas. Ships out in the Atlantic Ocean reported receiving the broadcast from miles and miles away. So God, help us. Help us to remember that in the simplest and most profound of ways, we have the opportunity to share gospel love, hope, and grace with all. Work through us and remind us that we are your beloved in whom you are well pleased and well equipped us. Remind us that we, at Christmas, have a fresh opportunity to be in relationship with a loving Creator God through Christ. So friends, I invite you to take these three stories and these prayers with you into your Christmas celebrations. Remember those British and German soldiers in the trenches, the ones who stopped fighting in order to be in fellowship. Remember that priest in Austria who wrote Silent Night and the congregation that gathered for that brand new sacred song. Remember that radio broadcaster Reginald who brought together sailors on various ships in a time of worship together. And remember that this very evening, the 250-some of us who are in this room, this sacred night at the Nahant Village Church, in which our worshiping of a loving Creator God brings us closer to each other, ourselves, and the sacred. Amen.